We're picking up on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph with the second parak in Maseches Tainis. Parak begins. Seder Taniyos Kesad. What was the Seder? What was the order? What do they do on these fast days? So the Mishnah describes Motzian Esateva Lerchova Shalir. They would remove the Teva, the ark, from the shul that held the Sifrei Torah and take it out into the street of the city, and they're davening in the city. What would they do? Venosin efer mikla al gabi hateva. They would place burned ashes as a sign of mourning and tshuva on top of the teva, on top of the aron. Uberosh hanasi, on top of the nasi, on top of the prince, the leader, the president of the community. Uberosh avbeisin, on top of the head of the court. And then every person would put ashes on his head. And then the eldest, the Zakin, would say in front of everyone, Divrei Kvushim, basically Musar, words that would inspire the people. Literally, Kvushim means to press on the people. And what would he say? Achenu, my brothers, lo nemar ba'anshi Nineveh, bayar lukim asakam vestani sam. It doesn't say regarding the city of Nineveh when they're doing tshuva that Hashem saw their sackcloth and the fasting that they were doing. Ela vayar lukim es ma'asem kishavu midarkam hara. Rather, it says that Hashem saw that their actions, that they had done tshuva and changed their ways. So too, we must change our ways. Uba kabbalahu omer in kabbalah, which is a way of referring to the Nevi'im. We'll see Rashi on that in a second. In the Nevi'im it says, v'kir ulevavchem va'al bigdechem, that we must tear our hearts and not only our clothing. That the ikar is to change our ways. Amdu b'tfila, they got up to daven. Maridin lifnei hateva, and so they would send in front of the teva, meaning the chazan to daven, would be a zakin viragil, someone who's an elder viragil and is used to davening, being a chazan, v'yesh lo banim, and he has children, who base reikam, and his house is empty. We'll see Rashi more what that means. Kadesha Libo Shalim Bitfila, in order that he would have a full, complete heart, he would have full, pure kavana in the davening. Let's see Rashi on that. Seder Taniyos Ketzot of Vachuli, Efer Mikla, burned ashes. Efer Mamish, ashes, Vlo Afar, and not dirt. Efer Samhu Afar, because when you just have the word Efer, it can mean Afar, meaning dirt. The Kashem She Efer Kari Afar, the same way that ashes are called afar. You can use the word afar to refer to ashes. Dechsiv may offer three hachatas from the afar, from the ashes of the burnt chatas carbon. Kach afar, so to afar, meaning dirt. Kari afar, you can use the word afar to refer to dirt, stam, when you just have the word alone. Behind it is tani afar mikla, therefore that's why the Mishnah stresses, no, it was afar mikla, burned afar, afar strefa, meaning ashes from a burning. Yavi tani afar stam, because it would have just said they put afer on their heads, havimashma afer, it could have meant dirt. Fine. So therefore, our Mishnah wants to specify that they would specifically put not just dirt, they would put ashes from a fire. The afer mikla, gana yosir may offer some of the reason for this is because it's more of a disgrace to put burned ashes on your head than dirt. Ugur refresh my time, I know so, no so, and the world will explain specifically why they put it on their heads. Kavushim, he would say words of kavushim, lashon atzira, literally means word. Means to be held back, kvo mechbash, like a press, it's a press on something. Shekovshin eselvavos, because it presses on their hearts, lachzer and mutav, to return them to a good, proper way. Velohin divrei kavushim, and these are the divrei kavushim that he would say, achinu v'chuli, my brothers, and so forth, as the Mishnah describes. Uva Kabbalah, and in the Kabbalah, the words of tradition, Shah Navi mitzav al Yisrael, when the Navi commands Yisrael. So therefore, there's another pasuk that says that we should tear our hearts. So now Rashi explains this phrase of Uva Kabbalah. The Ikshra Tosos Man, to a certain Tosos, asked the following question. Ma'ishna v'haikra d'chsiv b'yona v'yar l'kim es ma'aseihem. Why is it regarding the first pasuk in Yonah when it says Hashem saw their deeds? V'lo ikkari lei divrei Kabbalah. The Mishnah does not refer to that pasuk as divrei Kabbalah. Uva haikra, but the pasuk of divikiru l'vavchem, that we should tear our hearts, kari Lay Kabbalah. The Mishnah refers to that as Kabbalah. They're both in Nevi'im, so either both should be Kabbalah, neither should be Kabbalah. Uparek, Ihu, and he answered, this Tosos, that what kol makom shehanavi mitzava umodia umazir as Yisrael, whenever the prophet is commanding or teaching or warning Yisrael, so then kari le kabbalah, so then it's called kabbalah. Uvachol dichta delo isbaket navi, but whenever the navi is not commanding something, ki hai ve'ar elokim, for example, the pasuk in Yonah, which just says, and God saw the deeds of Nineveh, shu k'mesaper b'holicha, simply telling a story, what happened, di'alf minei agav orcha imilsen, just, by the way, through the story, we can learn something, but fundamentally, it's really just a story, the Navi is not directly commanding and chastising us, lo karina le kabbalah, we don't call it kabbalah, because kabbalah means words of chastisement. Okay, continuing in Rashi. Rehova Shalir, they would take the ark into the street in the city, the gully out in the open. The Chihach Samrim Sechs Megillah, this is what we say, Sechs Megillah. B'nei Ha'ir Shemacharu Rehova Shalir, that when the people of the city try to sell the street of the city, so there's certain halachos to that. And the Gemara explains, why are there certain halachos to selling the street? V'hasim Afar Shepahadi, there the Gemara explains, Amr Revzera, Revzera said, Hol V'ha'am Espalim Bo V'taniyos. Since the nation, the people would daven there on fast days and on Mamados days, days when they were supposed to daven for the Karbanos and the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore the street has a certain Kedusha and there's certain halachos when you sell it. So you see that they would go out and daven in the street. Viragil, the Chaz and Trisun who's used to davening, Ragil Ispalel, used to davening, Utfilas Ashur Befiv, and the Tfilos are fluent in his mouth, he knows it feels well. V'lo yit, and he won't make a mistake. Why? Shekol chazan shtuas min ralo sholchav, because any chazan which makes a mistake when he davens is a bad sign for the people who are sending him for the community, and therefore we want someone who knows the davening well. Ubeso reikam, he has an empty house. Mashmid dehu ani, the pashat that seems to imply that we want someone who's poor. Vein lo michya, basically doesn't have anything to support himself, any food or job in his house. And therefore, hopefully, he'll have even more kavana. But Ubigamar Mafarsh Time Akhir in the Gemara explains a different reason, that it means Vagufo Naki Me'aver, so his body is clean from sins. Shlochata, that he did not sin. Vlo Yatzalav Shum Shem Rabashum Aver, and there are no bad rumors about him that he committed any sin. Okay, so that is a proper chazan. Back into the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah will explain what they would daven. Va'omer Lishneim Esrim Va'arba Brachos, and this chazan would say 24 brachos, a Shmona Esri of 24 brachos. He would say the regular 18 brachos of the Shemuna Esrei of every day. Most Valein Od Sheishen, he would add an additional 6 brachos to the Shemuna Esrei. Ve'elu Hainan, these are the 6 brachos. Zichronos, the bracha of Zichronos that we say in Rosh Hashanah, all the psukim that describe Hashem remembering us. The Shofros, number 2, the bracha of Shofros from Rosh Hashanah that describe the power of Hashem in the Shofar. Number 3 is El Hashem B'tzaras Ali, Karasi V'Aneini, the psukim in Tehillim Kufchaf, that I called out to Hashem when it was difficult for me and he answered me. So there's a bracha based on those psukim. The next bracha, number 4, Esa Einai El Heharim, the capital in Tehillim that describes looking up to Hashem, looking up to the mountains in Tefillah. So we make a bracha based on those psukim. That's number 4. Number 5 is a bracha based on the psukim of Mima Makim Karatich Hashem, I called out from Hashem from the depths. And the 6th bracha is based on the capital of Tefillah La'ani Kiyatov, that the tefillah of a poor person when he is about to faint. So based on these different mizmorim, we make 6 different brachos to add to the regular Shemona Esrei. Rehuda says, Lo hai yitzarech lomar zechronos v'shofros. We would not say those 2 brachos of zechronos v'shofros. El omer tachtem, rather you would say in place of them, Ra'av kiyah ba'aretz, dever kiyah, the psukim in Malachim, that Shlomo says, talks about a time when there will be a famine in the land or a plague, and that will dive into Hashem and He'll save us. We make a bracha based on those psukim. And finally, the last bracha will be based on the psukim of Yirmiyahu, Asher Hayad Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Al Divrei Habatzaros, that when Yirmiyahu received a nevuah from Hashem regarding the droughts of the time. So based on these different psukim that describe droughts and different periods and davening to Hashem, we make these 6 brachos. V'omer chosmeyan, and similarly, there's a special conclusion to each of these brachos. Al harishonahu omer, on the first one, we would say, Misha anas avram bahar hamoria hu yana eschem, the one Hashem who answered Avram on Har HaMoriah, he should answer you. Vayishma b'kol tzakatchem, and he will listen to the voice of your crying out. Hayom hazeh, today. Baruch at Hashem gol Yisrael. Blessed is Hashem who redeems Yisrael. Al Hashniyahu Omer, on the second bracha, the Chazan concludes, Misha anas avosein al Yamsuf, the one who answered our fathers on the Yamsuf, hu yana eschem v'yishmol kol tzakatchem hayom hazeh, he should answer you and listen to the voice of your crying out today. Baruch at Hashem zilcher nishkachos, the one who remembers the forgotten ones. Al Hashlishis, on the third special bracha, hu Omer, the Chazan says, Misha anas Yoshua ba Gilgal, the one who answered Hashem in Gilgal, meaning Hashem, hu yana eschem v'yishmol b'kol tzakatchem hayom hazeh, he should answer you and listen to the voice of your crying out today. Baruch at Hashem shmei t'rua, blessed is Hashem who listens to the sound of the shofar. Al HaRavi'is, hu Omer, on the fourth bracha, he concludes, Misha anas Shmuel b'mitzvah, Hashem who answered Shmuel b'mitzvah, hu yana eschem v'yishmol b'kol tzakatchem hayom hazeh, he should answer you and listen to the sound of your crying out today. Baruch at Hashem shmei, blessed is Hashem who listens to the crying out. Al HaChamishis, hu Omer, on the fifth bracha, he says, Misha anas Eliyahu b'har HaKarmel, Hashem who answered Eliyahu b'har HaKarmel, hu yana eschem v'yishmol b'kol tzakatchem hayom hazeh, he should listen to you and answer and listen to the voice of your crying out today. Baruch at Hashem shmei tefillah, blessed is Hashem who listens to tefillah. Al Hashishis, hu Omer, on the sixth bracha, he says, Misha ana es Yona b'mei hadaga, the one who answered Yona in the belly of the fish, hu yana eschem v'yishma b'kol tzakatchem hayom hazeh, he should answer you and listen to the voice of your crying out today. Baruch at Hashem ha'one b'eis tzara, blessed is Hashem who answers in a time of distress. Al Hashviyas, hu Omer, on the seventh bracha, he says, Misha ana es David v'shlomo b'no b'Yerushalayim, the one Hashem who answered David and Shlomo, his son, in Yerushalayim, hu yana eschem v'yishma b'kol tzakatchem hayom hazeh, he should answer you and listen to the voice of your crying out today. Baruch at Hashem ha'marachim al aris, blessed is Hashem who has mercy on the land. So obviously there's a problem, because the Mishnah says that we add six brachos and then it lists seven conclusions to brachos. So the question is, what is the seventh conclusion? There are only six special brachos. So we'll see Rashi and the Gemara will explain the Mishnah. Back to Rashi. Four lines up from the wide lines in Rashi. Zichronos v'shofros, kol ha'psukim sh'omer v'Rosh Hashanah, all the different psukim we say in Rosh Hashanah, so we say those same psukim on the Tainus. Meaning, but the conclusion of the brachos are different, as we read in the Mishnah. El Hashem Batsarasa Li, Kulam Hemizmurim, all of these, at least according to Tanakhama, these are all different psukim from Tehillim, Mizmurim and Tehillim. V'omer Chosmeim, he says their conclusions, the end of the bracha, Alko Parsha, Parsha, after each different section, after each different bracha, Achar Zichronos, Chasimus Zichronos, after the bracha of Zichronos, you see the conclusion of Zichronos, V'achar Shofros, Chasimus Shofros, and after Shofros, you see the conclusion of Shofros. V'chein Amar Kulan, simply say all of them, Kulan Me'ein HaParsha K'mefarsh V'azel. Everyone, the conclusion is similar to the actual body of the bracha. The conclusion mirrors the content of the bracha. Al HaRishon, on the first bracha, B'pam Rishon, on the first time, who Omer Misha Anel Avram, the one who answered Avram, so too should answer you. So Rashi explains, Begoel Yisrael, in the regular bracha, and Shmoneh Esrei of Goel Yisrael, Hayamaschil Aharich, he would begin, the Chazan would begin, to extend that bracha, make the bracha longer than normal, V'holich, and continue. V'omer L'chulan Sheish Brachas, and then, after Goel Yisrael, he would add six brachos. So even though there were only six additional brachos, but the bracha of Goel Yisrael was lengthened, and it also had a special conclusion. So therefore, that's why, even there are only six added brachos, there are seven special conclusions, because even the bracha of Goel Yisrael received a special conclusion. Al Hashnia, regarding the second bracha, Zuhi bracha Rishonos shel Sheish brachos, this is the first of the additional six brachos, as we explained. Ken Amrim v'Gemara, the Gemara said, or will say, V'heyach de Goel Yisrael, Zuhi bracha atzma shel shmona esrei, and the other one, the seventh bracha, is Goel Yisrael, which is a bracha itself of the regular shmona esrei. Ve'ena me'osan sheish, and it's not part of the added six. Ela shevahay maschil lahosif ulaharich. Rather, just in Goel Yisrael, he would begin to add and lengthen the bracha. Al hazichronos hu omer zocher hanishkachos. On in zichronos, the first additional bracha, you will conclude with zocher hanishkachos, Hashem who remembers the forgotten ones, as that makes is appropriate because it's zichronos. Val hashofros and the bracha of shofros shomea trua. We would conclude with Hashem is the one who listens to the sound of the shofar. V'hi shnia l'minyana, and this is the second of the count of the additional brachos. Va'al el Hashem atzarasali, and regarding the next bracha of when we call to Hashem when we are in trouble. V'hi shlishis l'minyan sheshu, which is the third of the six additional brachos. So with that we conclude shomea tzaka, Hashem who listens to the crying out, because that's what the bracha is talking about. We just take out the next word, shlishis, v'chein kulam, and similarly all of them we continue, and we conclude the bracha based on the content of that bracha. Umisha anas avotinu yamsuf, Rashi explains, Hashem who answered our fathers on the yamsuf, l'fichach omra b'zichronos, that is part of the conclusion of zichronos, why? L'fisha Yisrael nishkachem b'mitzrayim kamashanim, because Yisrael had been forgotten in Egypt, so to speak, for many years, v'nisyashu min ha-gu'ula, and they had given up from being redeemed, v'zachram ha-malkam v'galam, and then Hashem remembered them and redeemed them, d'chsiv, as course we see, and I will remember my covenant. So that's why it's appropriate to put Kriyas Yamsuf within Zichronos. U'b'shofros haya omer misha anas Yoshua v'gilgal, and in Shofros, part of the conclusion was, Hashem who answered Yoshua and Gilgal. Why? L'fishinena b'shofros b'yericho, because Yoshua was answered through the shofar in Yericho. Hashem, Yoshua blew the shofar in Yericho. V'zeo b'osha Yisrael b'Gilgal. That was while they were still in Gilgal, while the main encampment was still in Gilgal. V'Eliyahu b'har ha-Karmel, and Hashem answered Eliyahu on har ha-Karmel, right, when he was on the mountain. So that is part of the bracha of Keneged Esa Einai El Haharim, that I lifted up my eyes to the mountains, because it speaks of mountains. The Chinkulon, and similarly all of them, Lefi Inyan Hamizmorim, according to the topic and content of the different prakim of Tehillim that the brachas are based on. Eliyahu Nene Bahar Karmel, Eliyahu again was answered in Har Karmel, Me'ein Esa Einai El Harim, similar to the pasuk of I lifted up my eyes to the mountains. Ushmul B'mitzvah, and Shmul was answered in Mitzvah, Dechsivi cry, as the Sukkim describe, Ume'ein El Hashem Asara Sali, which is similar to the pasuk in Tehillim that we cry out to Hashem when it's difficult, because Shmuel cried out when it's difficult. Mimei hadaga, Yonah was answered from the belly of the fish. Me'ein mimamach m'krasich Hashem, similarly to crying out from the depths in Tehillim. Va'ona beis tzara, and answered, being answered in the time of tzara. Shechein k'siv v'yona karasi mitzara li, as it says by Yonah that I called out when I was constrained. Shmuel k'siv v'yizak el Hashem, and Shmuel says that he cried out to Hashem, which is similar to tzaaka. Ube Eliyahu k'siv aneini zu tefila, and in Eliyahu it says, answer me. The Gemara says that's a reference to tefila that Eliyahu davened. So you see all these different people davened and were answered, so each one we use that as a conclusion to an appropriate bracha. Ba'al hashvias, and on the seventh and last bracha, the special bracha, Mefarsh B'Gemara, the Gemara explains my Shviz, what does it mean in seven? So, Misha Anu David, the one who answered David, when did Hashem answer David? Vahi Rav Bimei David, Shalosh Shanim Shana Acher Shana. The Navi describes that there was a famine in the days of David, 3 years, year after year. Ushlomo, and similarly Hashem answered Shlomo, Kishehechnis Ha'aron Lebeis Kodesh HaKadashim, that when the Aaron, when he brought in the Aaron into the base of Megdash in the Kodesh HaKadashim, so the Shechina came down after Shlomo davened. Inami, or similarly, Rav Ki Yabaret, Shlomo describes that if there will be a famine, we will daven to Hashem. Ulficha Chosim Rachim Ha'aret, and that's why by daven to Shlomo, the conclusion of the bracha is Hashem who has mercy on the land, Eretz Yisrael. Sheheni Spalu al Eretz Yisrael, because both daven and Shlomo davened for the land of Eretz Yisrael. Utzfilo La'ani Ki Yatov, and the Perek of Tehillim of the tefillah of a poor person when he's about to faint, which is the last bracha, Aldocha Gashamim Nofel, he's fainting because of a lack of rain, because of a lack of water and crops. Uksiv Bei, and it says, by Shlomo Behe Adser Shamayim, when the heavens are blocked up. So, again, David and Shlomo, it's an appropriate conclusion. They davened for Eretz Yisroel when there is a fast and drought. And it's an appropriate conclusion to that Mizmor of Tehillim. Okay, let's keep going a little bit. Continuing the Mishnah, the last line, last word on the page. Maisa, there's once an occurrence, a story, Bimei Rabbi Chalas, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, in the days of these two Tanayim, Sha'avar Echa Lifnei HaTeva, V'gamar Sabracha Kula, Lo Anu Acharav, Amen. That the person went in front of the ark to daven on a fast day, V'gamar Sabracha Kula, he concluded the bracha, and the people did not answer Amen. Rather, they answered Baruch Shem Kvod Machoso Le'olam Va'ed. That was the practice of how we would daven in the Beis HaMikdash, and Rav Chanina ben Tradion and Rabbi Chalasta did this as well on these special fast day tefillos. Similarly, after the bracha concludes, the gabbai of the shul would say Tiku HaKohanim Tiku, blow the shofar Kohanim, blow the shofar. Misha Ana Es Avram Avinu Bahara Moriah. And the Gabbai would repeat part of the bracha. The one who answered Avram on Har Moriah, Hu Yana Eschem Vishmo B'Kol Tachas Schem Hayom Hazeh, he should answer you and listen to you today. And then they would blow the shofar after the bracha. Then after the next bracha, Hey Ru B'nei Aharon, Hey Ru, he would say, blow the shofar B'nei Aharon, blow the shofar. Misha Ana Es Avu Seino Yamsuf Hu Yana Eschem Vishmo B'Kol Tachas Schem Hayom Hazeh. The one who answered our fathers on the Yamsuf should answer you and listen to your crying out. And they would then blow the shofar. Ukashaba davar eitzel chum, and when this matter was brought in front of the chum, they told them how they were davening. Amru, the chum said, Lo hayinu nogin kein elev eshar mizrach ubahar habayis. We only have this custom, meaning to not say amen, and to say baruch shein kavod machuso le'olam va'ed. We only do that in the shar ha-mizrach, on the eastern gate of the har habayis, on the har habayis. But otherwise, we just say Amen. They argued, and you should only say Amen. You shouldn't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi, on the previous Amud, actually, V'yimei Rabbi Chalafta Bitzipuri. So Rashi just explains Aviv Shel Rabbi Yossi. He was the father of Rabbi Yossi. Damrinu B'Sanhedrin, because we say in Sanhedrin, Acher Rabbi Yossi Bitzipuri. Achar Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion b'sichni, that after Rabbi Yossi and Sipuri, that's where Rabbi Yossi was from, which is where Rabbi Chalafta was from, and similarly after Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion in the city of Sichni, whatever the more there is referring to, but the point is Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is the son of Rabbi Chalafta. Okay, next to Amud, Rashi explains, V'gomer kol ha-bracha, you conclude the bracha, kol osa bracha asma, that one bracha, hachi garsin, this is the correct version of the Gemara, v'lo anu achar av amen, they didn't answer amen, tiku b'nei aron tiku, and the gabbai would call out, blow the shofar, blow the shofar. Chazen ha-kinesis, the chazen of kinesis omer, laheni would say to them, al kol bracha u-bracha, he would say on after each bracha, blow the shofar, and even though Rashi used the word chazen, it's not the word chazen as we use it, v'hu ha-shamash, whereas Rashi explains that it's the shamish, the gabbai of the shul, and not talking about the shliach tzibur. The Chum said, the loy nogin, we did not have this custom, shlolanos amin, to not say amin, ela bishar mizrach ubahar bayis, only in the eastern gate on har bayis, klomar, bizman, shebeis ha-migdash kayim, in the time when the beis ha-migdash stood, kashemispalim bahar bayis, when we were davening on Har Bayis, nichnasin b'derech shar hamizrach, we would go into the eastern gate. Fishlohei onin, fine. Period. So when we would only say this when we would go into the eastern gate on the Har Bayis. Why? Fishlohei onin amen b'mikdash, because there is a halacha that you do not say amen in the base of mikdash. Can I read the Gemara? As we say in the Gemara, ve'ein lomar lohei nogin kein litkoa. Don't say the Chum were saying that we don't have a custom to blow the shofar at all, El B'Mikdash, only in the base of Mikdash, Devadi Tokim B'Gvulim, because of course we blow the shofar in the outer areas, not in, only in the base of Mikdash. K'muchuch B'chulahach Masachta, Masachas Rosh Hashanah, as is clear in our entire Masachta and in Masachas Rosh Hashanah. Rather, the only thing they argued on was the fact that they didn't say Amen. They felt that you should say Amen when you're outside the base of Mikdash, but of course they agreed that we need to, that you're supposed to blow the shofar. Okay, we'll stop here and pick up next time.